When I think this Lord's Day is going to be motivated by, like all other Sundays are, which are to be experience God's glory, His presence, His resurrection power. It's for the purpose of a family meeting, our family meeting together to encourage one another, to praise the one true living God together, to exhort one another towards a life of godliness and holiness and sanctity. And I hope all that is accomplished, but at the same time today, it's a unique awareness that is of a national and international problem and epidemic. And some may say that, you know, this is a social issue. The church doesn't need to get involved in it. Let the government handle it. But, beloved, I say not only it's a social issue, but it's a gospel of Jesus issue also. And that's what I hope just to show you. The Bible is extremely clear that Christians are called to be salt and light of this earth. And when it says that we're to be salt, where does it say that we're to be salt at? We're to maintain, we're to preserve God's moral standard in the earth that we live in, this earth. Where are we to shine as lights? He says, in this world that we live in. And so we shine to be seen. We shine so as the Father would be glorified in our good works. So there is a need to shine as lights, because there is a darkness, and there's a deep darkness in our day. There is a need to hold God's moral standards, because there is an evil, and it's an extreme evil today, a deep abiding evil, an evil like we thought could never be. I never thought that I would ever be discussing a topic like this on a Sunday morning, to anybody for that matter. A darkness that plummets to the depths of human depravity. And so my desire is twofold. I want to bring you to an awareness, what I think we've already done that. And I want to bring you to a call to action also over this gospel issue of modern day slavery, slave trafficking. It almost seems made up, doesn't it? Almost seems too far-fetched to even believe. And no doubt there may be those here today who doubt its real existence in our world of country towns and Bible-believing people. I mean, where would this cannot happen? Trafficking means that people are transported. They are transporting someone into a situation where they are exploited, which includes forced labor, forced marriages, prostitution, even organ removal. So when you hear this, you'll hear terms like human trafficking. You'll hear trafficking of persons. You'll hear modern slavery. And so what I'm trying to get a picture in your mind here is that these are real human beings who have souls, who've been created after the image of God, who have been placed in a vulnerable state. They're being exploited. They're being taken advantage of. They have no voice. They have no rights anymore. They have no life. And again, I want to remind you that this is an international problem where it is estimated, and it can only be estimated because this is so, it's such a dark sin. It's estimated that 40.3 million people globally are being trafficked. And again, it's only an estimate because only about 0.04% survivors of human traffic are identified. And so, the vast majority of people who are trafficked go undetected. We're talking about $150 billion of profit globally each year. $99 billion of that $150 comes from sex trafficking globally. Commercial sexual exploitation. It's an international problem, but it's a national problem. It's a United States of America problem. Since 2007, the United States has handled 51,919 cases. Now, understand that a case does not mean an individual person. A case is just a situation of trafficking. It's a situation of human trafficking which may include more than one survivor. So in one case alone, you can have 1, 10, 20, 30 people who are being trafficked in one case that has been reported. So almost 52,000 cases have been reported. And that doesn't even tell us how many people that are involved in those 52,000 cases. In 2018 alone in America, United States, there were 10,949 cases of human trafficking reported. Now, why do I believe that this cause is to be taken up by the church of God and not simply acknowledge, okay, I'm aware of it. Why should we take this up? Because I believe that the Bible is clear to us that we're to defend the helpless, we're to defend the weak, we're to take a stand for the afflicted, we're to care for the fatherless, we're to go after them, and we're to protect them. Let me show you a couple of passages of scriptures, and we're going to soar through this. I'm bringing awareness to you, and I just want to show you what I believe this is a case that is not simply for the government. And there are human government agencies that are involved, and they're working hard. Law enforcement and so many other agencies that are working hand in hand, and the churches, faith-based organizations, are stepping into the forefront, and they're playing a major role. And I think we ought to also. And in Psalms 82, and I want you to place something there, and we're going to go to also Proverbs 31. So we'll go to Proverbs 31 first. And come back to Psalms 82. Psalm 82. Place something there, if you would. We'll come back to it and go to Psalm 31 first, all right? Or Proverbs 31. Sorry about that, Proverbs. I have no idea. Y'all be turning all day. Sorry. I'm wondering, why are these people still turning? Do they not? Let's have a Bible drill here. And it's me the whole time. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting. A little bit too much turning there. All right, you ready? Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are, what? Destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And there is not a group outside of the little baby inside the womb that is as voiceless and helpless, seems like right now, and so destitute as those who are being trafficked. Because you heard the testimony, they knew she needed to get out, but she was fearful because there's these women and young girls that are in here that don't know how to get out, or they're scared to get out because they've been in a prostitution ring and they don't want to be placed in jail. They're fearful of their lives, that their lives are going to be taken from them if they try to get out. But the Bible teaches us that we're to open our mouth and that we're to protect the destitute and the needy and the weak. Look what Psalms 82 says. Again, we're not going to divulge a whole bunch. Just give you some acknowledgments here. Psalms 82, verse 1. God has taken his place in the divine council. Here's God involved in the midst of the gods. He holds judgment, the human beings, those who are in place of authority. How long will you judge unjustly? How long will you show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness, from all the foundations of the earth are shaken. Now listen, I believe that from these passages, we ought to acknowledge some basic truths that should ignite the flame in us. Ignite the flame of action so that we'll do something. That we're gonna take action. It's a call to action. Brought to awareness, call to action here. And I think one of the first things that I see, and there are many others that you could observe, but at least this acknowledgement, we acknowledge that there are in this world the destitute, the weak, the needy, the afflicted people in this world. From those passages of scriptures and others in the scriptures, we can identify, yes, this is a real problem. When sin came into the world, we find that there are the weak, the destitute, the weak, and the needy, the fatherless, the helpless. There are people who are exploited. They are taken advantage of. People of all ages, people of all sexes and races who are poverty stricken, who are vulnerable, who are lonely. And when we think of sex trafficking, we often think of young girls who are snatched and kidnapped and drugged. And while this is taking place, and it's a very real thing, there are so many, many young girls who are being taken advantage of because they are lonely and they're looking for attention. Young girls who are searching the web, searching the internet, and some man sees and he picks up on the sense of loneliness and searching of their life, and he starts to be a part of their life and text them or send messages to them. And the next thing you know, and these have these, they're sucked in. Now they're feeling wanted. They're feeling special. And so there is always some vulnerabilities in these girls, people who feel like they're missing something in their life. Maybe it's something at home. Maybe it's something among their peers, but they're missing something, and they find fulfillment in these stalkers and these predators. They may be poor, and they're promised from these predators, they're promised that their needs will be met, and they're young, and they're so vulnerable to the lies and the snares of these wicked people. It's a very real issue. It's a very real problem. And so as we acknowledge that the Bible identifies the weak and the fatherless and the afflicted and the destitute people, I want us to realize that a part of that group is none other than those who are being trafficked right now. Right now. And we don't even know of the thousands upon thousands of cases that are going on. These are the ones that have been reported, friends. Reported. And so we acknowledge that there are the people here. And in some form or fashion, we're all destitute as sinners, right? But there is a form of destitution here that these people have no way to help. They have no voice. They need the help. And you always see God coming alongside of them. And God defending these people. And so we acknowledge also that there are wicked people. We acknowledge that there are the afflicted and the destitute, but we acknowledge that there are wicked people in this world who exploit the weak and the destitute. Statistics show that a pimp can make $150,000 to $200,000 a year pimping, exploiting young girls, and only carry about 4 to 6 girls. Do you realize there's in the United States alone, there's an annual $9.5 billion in the U.S. that comes from trafficking in the U.S. alone. Approximately 300,000 children are at risk of being prostituted. 300,000. And many of these young girls are not being prostituted by some guy they've never met. They're being prostituted by family members. Of people that they ought to trust, they can't trust anymore, and they've been exploited. They're scared. They have no strength. They can't defend themselves. And what we as a church need to be aware of is that this is happening. And we need to be able to look for signs. How many times have I gone throughout the day, and it's probably right under my nose, of seeing a young girl who is with an older man perhaps, and she's just really standoffish, and she has no documentation. She doesn't say much. These are warning signs that we ought to be aware of. Something's not kosher. Those bringing these girls are from all walks of life. You heard it. Blue-collar workers to professional people, doctors and lawyers, business owners. In Polk County, Florida, in 2017, there were 277 arrests from an undercover sting operation targeting human trafficking and prostitution. 277 in Florida. 277. And among those who were arrested were doctors, pharmacists, even law enforcement officers. a cancer surgeon from the Tampa General Hospital, a pediatrician at the Healthcare Alliance in Wesley Chapel, an active colonel in the United States Marine Corps, a retired Broward County deputy sheriff, a retired police officer from Birmingham, Alabama. And one of their own, when they made this sting, they found out that one of their own deputy sheriffs were a part of that very sting. 215 suspects drove to Polk County, Florida from all over the nation. Literally, they drove from Alabama, California, Delaware, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia to solicit these young girls and have illicit relationships with them. This is in Florida. So we acknowledge that there are the defenseless. We acknowledge that there are wicked people who exploit the defenseless. But we acknowledge a creator God who values all of life and commits to seeing justice carried out. These, my friends, are human beings with human souls who are being trafficked. And the average age of a teen entering the sex trade in the United States is 12 to 14 years of age. Many of them being runaway girls. Many of the cases that we see in human trafficking is found in the foster care system, unfortunately. One-third of teens in the street will be lured toward prostitution within 48 hours of being away from home. These are people whom we ought to not simply pray for, but pursue to reach out to them for their protection. These are people who have been knitted in their womb by God Himself. These are the people whom God has placed value upon. These young girls, even young boys that are involved in this, they have been knitted as precious people. The strong, the Almighty Creator God desires to see justice and these victims protected. And I am saying to you that it is a work of the Church of God today to carry out action. And I understand that we knew nothing, a lot of us knew nothing about it. I brought it up at work to someone who is very highly intelligent. And he said, oh yeah, well, I'm aware of trafficking. But is it really happening in the United States? So even though he had an understanding of trafficking, he couldn't believe that it was going on in the United States. And he would be flabbergasted to think that it's going on in our county. So we acknowledge these things. We acknowledge that we are to protect the vulnerable. We're to protect the weak and the needy and the helpless. And that's what Proverbs is all about. So we're to be made aware that there is a problem. And we're to carry out action. There's opportunities to call and text your congressman. It is reported that Congress can appropriate up to $37.5 million to help end slavery in 2021, but they won't do it if they don't hear from us. So there's a number that you can text to tell your representative, you take action now, we want to see it come to an end. This is ridiculous. This is a problem that should not be going on, but the hearts of evil people are exploiting the hearts of those who are weak and the lives of those who are weak. We ought to carry out action. Call your senator, text your senator, text your congressman, urge them to allot the funds for this cause. Enact laws. We ought to be a part of enacting laws against trafficking and have strict penalties for those who exploit. Support organizations that are on the front lines battling. We had an opportunity, four of us, to go to Jacksonville and meet with a lot of these organizations that are in Jacksonville. And they have organizations in Gainesville also. But some of those organizations are very real possibilities of opportunities for ministry for you. There's a House of Grace that helped victims for sex trafficking, and it's a year transitional housing program, and there are several different programs where these girls, when they actually get out, you understand they can't get a job because they've been in the prostitution ring. They maybe have been in jail. They have no confidence. So many reasons. And so they need to heal. And so there are places like the House of Grace who bring these women in and they house them for a year, maybe even a two-year program. And just for maybe 6 months, they allow them to heal. And then they start getting the counseling. And then they start being restored and they start getting skills and they start getting some confidence about them. Hadassah's Hope, we met, was a strip club ministry. I know this is kind of odd for you, and you probably won't feel comfortable going into the strip clubs and ministering to these girls, but do you know we actually met these ladies who go into the strip club, ladies of all ages, and they're just being a blessing to them and showing these young girls that they're a part of that life. Whether they see they're a victim, and they're giving them hope. Said, listen, here's my card. If you need to get out, this is where we're at. Practical ministries, places that we can go to, donations that they need. There's one called SOAP in Jacksonville. This is a very interesting one, is that you can even take part of this. You can get a group to go down there, and you can take little soaps that they put in the hotels. And there's a hotline number on there that a girl who is in a hotel can call if they needed to. So you can take and just go down there yourself and start filling. We can donate so that they can have these little soap bars. So there are so many things. There's one called the Scarlet Thread that my wife and I met, and I think Kim and Doyle was a part of. But what happens is that they take, it's a nonprofit retail business, so they're not making any money, and it takes these survivors of sex trafficking, and they make these necklaces, and they make these special weight, all kind of different things, handcrafted items that they made and that they can earn an income by and at the same time go through the process of healing. And so some of you are artistically inclined. She said, we welcome volunteers to come and sit and to help us. This is a little paperweight or whatever it is. It's just a little knick-knack. My wife got this. These are all handmade by actual survivors of sex trafficking, a part of this group. Little brass plates here and necklaces with different messages. Pray more, worry less. These are things that we're talking about that you can be involved in. So opportunities are there. These organizations are working to get these girls out of danger, getting them in recovery, be restored to a normal life and function in society, and it takes time and it takes effort. They need a safe place to go. They need a safe place to heal. They need a safe place to be restored. So where do you fit in? You fit in where you can support financially. You can support with your time. You can support with your talents. So many ways, from arts to interaction to helping with daily tasks. We as Christians are called to serve. We are to love God and we're to love our neighbors. We as Christians are to work to change the culture around us by living out God's law. Let me close with a couple of things. Just bear with me, because y'all may not realize this, but Florida is the third leading state in the United States for sex trafficking and trafficking, behind California first and Texas second. Jacksonville ranked 48 out of the top 100 most populous cities from 2007 to 2016. Jacksonville, an hour and 20 minutes from us. And so there are local organizations that we can be a part of, and I want to encourage you to be a part of. Please, I want to challenge you that you'll see little X's all over the place. This is something that we want to challenge you to do. If you're part of social media, on Thursday, it's End It Movement, where we're going to take a big red permanent marker. It'll come off. It's not that permanent. And we mark our hand with it. And it's bringing awareness. So when you go to the grocery store, they see that red X and questions start abounding. Why you got that red X? And it's just an awareness factor. So we're encouraging you, as you saw maybe when you come in, you saw pictures of us who had this red X. Just take it, take a picture, and if you would, put it on your social media and send it out to as many people as you possibly can. We're hoping to get a message out on Facebook that you can share through the church Facebook, that you can share, and however you do that, I'm not savvy on that kind, but we can get it done, that we just want you to start sharing people all over the United States, whoever you have contact with, because they may not be aware of this, and it's just going to be a message that I send to them. They won't see my ugly mug on there, but they'll hear my voice. But we're just going to bring awareness. Lord willing, next year we're going to have somebody that maybe a survivor or somebody who is right in the front line of these things. But so Thursday we're going to challenge you to put the red X on there. I'm going to challenge you to put on social media, wear that red X all day, and just bring awareness to the people that are around you. Don't wear the red X and stay inside all day now. Wear a red X and purposely go to the store. Oh, I just think I'll go to the store and get me a drink, you know. So give me a Coke today. Bring awareness to the people. My heart is so grieved by this, raising four children and thinking that this could very well. I know my kids... they blame me for being so, and this is before I ever knew about sex trafficking, and some of you understand how you raise your kids, you were pretty strict, because I knew how I was raised, and there were basically no boundaries for me in a lot of ways, and I was molested as a child, and I remember that well, but I didn't ever want that to happen to any child, especially my own, so I was maybe overbearing at times, but at the same time, and we're never clear from it. But at least we know it was several years ago. We remember doing a study on Wednesday night with several of these girls, and they did a lot of research, and I took the research here recently, and I looked at a lot of stuff, and it was funny because after we became aware, now we're like this. You know, we're everywhere we go. There's a white van. There's a truck stop, you know. But you say, well, that's overkill. No, I'm just saying we're aware when we never were aware before. So I want you to be aware of this, and I want to close this morning. And this is a challenge for you, that we have a little video, and it's very brief. You'll notice some of the people. It's just something, a movement on Thursday the 13th. Be a part of the End It movement, all right? Any more information that you need, you can go to enditmovement.com, I believe it is, and look up that and see what this is all about. Here's what it's all about.